Nigel show. The FDA's approved over-the-counter sales of Narcan. You know what Narcan is? Hammer?
Revives those who have OD'd. Kind of that drug. That's what it's best known for.
I was going to say diarrhea pill.
Oh, well, there's that too.
No. Narcan, yeah, it's an overdose reversing a nasal spray, I think. You put it in your nose once you think you're ODing. And so this is going to provide more access, easy access to the life-saving drug. I wonder if it's going to encourage more risky drug use at the same time.
That's the thing that I'm concerned with, man, because I speak with a lot of my friends that are cops, and the amount of Narcan they have to use on the daily basis, like the public doesn't know. They are using this stuff all the time. Now, these addicts, they know that if they OD, there's a good chance that an officer or somebody is going to revive them. And now you're telling me it's going to be an over-the-counter option. On one hand, okay, maybe somebody's loved one can have their life saved.
Sure.
But man, I know what's happening now with this kind of drug. And you're going to see a lot more people saying, ah, screw it. Give me that extra pill. Let me snort that extra line. Because if I do black out, there's over-the-counter Narcan.
Yeah, the drug dealers are going to be like, hey, I'll sell you this bottle of pills and I'll kick in some free Narcan.
Just right. For
the hell of it. As an added extra bonus.
So... It's going to be interesting to see what this does with the amount of drug use and ODs.
You know, that some of those drugs out there, like you've seen the videos of the cops that get like a whiff of fentanyl or whatever it is in its powder form, and they even just or even the kids. There was that story: these kids are trying to do mouth to mouth, saving their friend who had overdosed, and they got it on their mouths and had to be revived.
Right,
that's how strong some of this stuff is.
Officers use Narcan, I'm telling you, every single day. At least the ones that I have spoken to, they say there's not a day that goes by where they're not seeing this drug being used to revive somebody. That's how bad the drug epidemic is in this country.
Are you on any regular medication? Are you taking anything for like...
Does Miller Lite count? Because if that's the case, yes.
I'm not talking about vodka or any sort of booze, but like a blood pressure, cholesterol, any of that good stuff?
Not yet. I'm a little concerned
not yet
about my blood pressure because it kind of fluctuates, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've got the thing at home, and I don't know really how accurate that is. It's one of those ones you have at home.
You're
and you put it on your arm.
You're worried about it that you bought one of those things?
Yeah. Because
what, is it running your family or something?
Not too much, but I'm kind of the fat one. So,
well, I don't know that necessarily translates to high blood pressure. I take a cholesterol pill and a high blood pressure pill.
I remember one time you and Brian Baker had this amazing segment when he was filling in for me once. You went back and forth a little, can you top this with all the medication you guys take?
Right, and he easily topped me, by the way. He beat me by a couple, for sure. but even that, like, so I remember going to the eye doctor and they took my blood pressure for some reason and the eye doctor was like, you better go see a doctor. You better go see a real doctor. I'm freaking out now because I just wanted my eyes checked. And she's saying I had high blood pressure. So I went to the doctor. He's like, you're in the yellow area. You're in the kind of, I can put you on stuff.
I love your doctor was Cousin Eddie. You got some of the yellow.
So I'm on like a low-do lisinopril, something like that. But, man, I wouldn't even know where to begin to get... the kind of drugs that you would need Narcan to save you from. And it's so prevalent. They're everywhere.
It's easier than you think. I'm willing to bet that if you wanted some coke, if you wanted some fentanyl, some heroin, you could probably go out to Monument Circle, ask 10 people. Between those 10 people, somebody will find a way to get you what you want.
Coke. I remember I was at some party in my 20s. There's a lot of people there I didn't know. And some guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, man, do you party? I go, yeah, I'd like to party. Sure, sure.
Oh, he goes, no.
He goes, no. Do you party? And I've got a drink in my hand, and I'm cheers, man. I like to party. Party, man. And
puts a lampshade on your head.
And he goes, no, dude, do you party? And then points to a table where there's lines of the booger sugar.
Right.
And I go, oh, do I party? No, I don't do party. No, I don't party, actually. I thought I was at a party. I was partying, but no, I don't party.
No, sir, I do not want any of your cocaine.
I felt like such an idiot. I'm like, I raised a glass to him. Cheers, party, man. Yeah. No, idiot. Do you party? So.
It's about to be a blizzard over there. It's 70 degrees and sunny. I don't know what you're talking about.